Our reading this morning is an excerpt from the book Wild, written by Cheryl Strayed. At 26 years old, after her mother died and her marriage dissolved, Cheryl decided to hike the Pacific Crest Trail. The Pacific Crest Trail runs over 1,000 miles from the Mojave Desert through California, Oregon, and Washington State. Cheryl hiked it alone. We find her there, alone, on the trail, something like halfway through her journey, her feet severely injured and worn from the climbs, and she's in need of rest. Late in the afternoon, she writes, I stopped for a break in a spot on the trail with a view over the rolling green land. I was on a slope, the mountain rising above me and descending steeply below. With no other place to sit, I sat on the trail itself, as I often did. I pulled off my boots and socks and massaged my feet as I stared out across the tops of the trees, my perch on the trail, essentially a ledge over the forest. I loved the sensation of feeling taller than the trees, of seeing their canopy from above as a bird would. The sight of it eased my sense of worry over the state of my feet and the rough trail ahead, and it was in this reverie that I reached for the side pocket of my pack. When I pulled on the pocket zipper, my whole backpacking bag toppled over onto my boots, clipping the left one in such a way that it leapt off into the air, just as if I'd thrown it. I watched it bounce. It was lightning fast and slow motion all at once. And then I watched it tumble over the edge of the mountain and down into the trees without a sound. I gasped in surprise and lurched for my other boot, clutching it to my chest, waiting for the moment to reverse itself, for someone to come laughing from the woods, shaking his head, saying it had all been a joke. But no one laughed. No one would. The universe, I'd learned, was never, ever kidding. It would take whatever it wanted. It would never give it back. I really did only have one boot. And so I stood up, and I tossed the other one over the edge, too. The universe, I had learned, was never, ever kidding, writes Cheryl Strayed in Wild. This young woman finds herself with only one shoe in the middle of the mountains, alone, tired, worn out. She finds herself standing at the edge of the world, one boot clenched to her chest, the other having fallen into the unknown. She tosses it over the ledge. What else could she have done? Carried one boot with her the rest of the way, worn one boot and hobbled her way to the next stop. Her only option was to move forward. She's alone. It could be days before another human being comes across her on the trail. So she straps on her sandals, held together by duct tape, and continues on her journey. She gets creative and flexible and finds a way. Sometimes life requires of us willpower and the courage to continue on, even when we don't have the strength or the hope or the proper footwear. And the universe is never, ever joking. If you're like me, you've had experiences like this one. Not necessarily standing in the mountains without shoes, but the sense that this has to be a joke. That sense that someone is pranking you, that you're on candid camera, that the universe is playing a joke on you. That somehow you're being tested by the universe, by God, by some force that is evaluating how you behave in this moment and with this challenge that has been thrown your way. And even when I peel back the layers and try to look at the situation logically, well, clearly this is where things went wrong, and if I just go back and redo this part of the equation, things will work out fine. But sometimes, most times, we don't get a redo. So what then? Where do we find the ability to continue on our journey in the face of this new challenge? We might do well to look at bamboo. In our song this morning, we were invited to be like hollow bamboo. Open up our hearts, let our light shine through. To be like hollow bamboo, strongly rooted, yet constantly swaying and adjusting itself to bend with the wind and the rain, hardy enough to withstand snow and sleet, often the one plant left standing after the waters of a typhoon have subsided. It doesn't look like much, bamboo, these tall shoots of hollow and circular greenery, but it's one of the fastest growing and sturdiest plants there is. So in those moments of uncertainty, of trial, of turmoil, we can learn something from it. To root ourselves firmly, to find the strength in that rootedness, to bend with the challenges of life but not let them break us, to grow, to rise up, even in the moments and situations that are unlikely or difficult.
And I'll rise up. Rise like the waves, I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,000 times again.
One of my very best friends has 3 children. Her middle daughter, Fiona, has a disease called neurofibromatosis, which causes tumors to develop in her body and potential blindness. Right now, she has a tumor on her spine and her kidney. She's 4 years old. She also wears braces on her legs to keep them safe since her bones are soft and prone to breaking. Now, I don't tell you about Fiona to lift her up as this inspiring example of perseverance, though her light and joyful spirit absolutely inspires and uplifts. She and other people with disabilities and illnesses are not here to inspire us, but to strive to live their lives with courage and love, as we all strive to do. But I tell you about Fiona because of her mom and dad. Her mom, my friend, has told me that people will often say to her, "I don't know how you do it. How do you care for her like that?" And her response, "She's my child. What else would I do?" In her book, Tiny Beautiful Things, Cheryl Strayed, yes, the same author as Wild, writes, "When it comes to our children, we do not have the luxury of despair. If we rise, they will rise with us every time, no matter how many times we've fallen before. If we rise, they will rise with us every time." Does my friend despair? I'm sure she does. Her daughter will never play the sports she played when she was growing up. She will struggle with developmental issues. She will deal with tumors and illness her whole life. And yet, she is strong and beautiful and resilient, and so are her parents. In her life, she also knows deep, deep love. And so, like bamboo, she bounces back from that wind that threatens to push her over time and time again. She gains strength from the rootedness of her family.
And we'll rise up, rise like the day. We'll rise unafraid. We'll rise up, and we'll do it 1,000 times again.
There's a Japanese proverb that says, "Fall 7 times, stand up 8, life begins now." Often this is used as a proverb about resilience. I think it is about resilience, at least in part, because it illustrates the need to continue rising even after we fall. However, the proverb goes deeper than that. With each fall and each decision to rise again, we are transformed. With each setback or challenge or failure, we are presented with an opportunity to grow, to transform our view of the problem at hand. To persevere does not necessarily mean to continuously and rigidly work toward a certain task or accomplishment. Sometimes it requires a flexibility and a fluidity to bend, to bounce back, to be changed. It requires a willingness to learn with each setback and set out again, to set out anew with fresh perspective and experience on hand. It requires that with each new failure, we are changed and transformed, offering more strength and resiliency in the process. It requires growth and change, and it offers the opportunity of a fresh new beginning. Our spirits have been trod upon this week. There continues to be unspeakable violence and loss and fear that takes over our days. In the face of gun violence, of rampant disregard for the fragility of human life, we are challenged time and time again to rise together. We are challenged to continue to live in a world where violence in our schools is assumed to be normal, where active shooter drills are a regular occurrence, where children as young as 5 are trained for what to do in this situation. This is the world in which we live. This is our reality. And still, we must find a way forward. We must find a way to rise up in spite of the ache. We must find a way to rise up so that our children witness that and rise up with us. We must find a way to keep showing up, to keep moving forward, to keep persevering toward that which will build the world we dream about. They are our children. What else would we do? Like bamboo, we must be deeply and strongly rooted. Perhaps we find that rootedness here, in this place, with this people, a rootedness in tradition and song and community that helps to give us a sense of sturdiness and strength. Perhaps we find it in speaking truth to power, calling our representatives, urging them to value life over money. Perhaps we find that rootedness in reminding ourselves of the times we have risen again and again in the face of adversity and fear and defeat. Perhaps we find that rootedness in love and a commitment to care deeply for one another. In finding that rootedness, in positioning ourselves to be resilient and flexible, in reminding ourselves of our power and our ability to persevere, we might find a new transformative power within. We might find that, like hollow bamboo, by opening our hearts, we are opening ourselves also to the transformative power of love. Singer and songwriter Leonard Cohen once said, "There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in." There will be moments for each of us when we find ourselves tired and worn out, cracked, broken. There will be times when we wonder how we will ever make it in a world where we fear sending our children to school. There will be times when we find ourselves standing on the edge of the world, high above the trees, clutching our boot to our chest, wondering how in the world we will ever make it through. And there will be moments when we are asked how we do it, how we persevere, how we possibly find the strength. In those moments, may we feel our rootedness in community and strength in flexibility. In those moments, may we find the strength to let go of that which holds us back. In those moments, may we trust that we will bounce back, held tightly by the community of our choosing that holds us close. In those moments, may we remember that the cracks are where the light gets in, and may we bring light to those who are cracked. May we continue to rise with courage, with hope, and with love. So may it be. Amen. Blessed be.